a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 27th. God's word to you today is the answer, and this is part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, from the Living Bible, and it says, "For the Holy Spirit, God's gift, does not want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong, and to love them and enjoy being with them." God's answer, his solution to despair, is community. It is not possible for you to be planted in a local church and serving actively, or be part of a life group or a house fellowship, and no one will check on you if you suddenly disappear. Romans 12 verse 15 says, "Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep." The real reason a lot of people do not want to join a life group or do not want to be accountable in a community is fear. People are overly focused on and afraid of the negative things that can happen. People are afraid of getting hurt. For some, their fear is rooted in a previous bad experience or someone's opinion about church folk. I'm not here to say that the church is perfect, no. The day you find a perfect church and you join, that perfect church becomes imperfect because you joined. There is no perfect church anywhere. The point is this: the word of God is life. If God's word says do something, then just do it. If it appears you did not get the result, then do it again. And because the scriptures cannot be broken, you will get the result. Amen. That is how I run my life. God is saying, join a life group, but you're afraid. God is nudging you to go for counseling, but you're afraid. God does not want you to live in fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 from the Living Bible says, "For the Holy Spirit, God's gift, does not want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong and to love them and enjoy being with them." God wants you to be wise and strong and not afraid. So where do you go from here? For some of us, if you're currently in a traumatic situation, you need counseling. Go and speak with your pastors. That is why God has put you in that church family. For some, what you need is to plug into community to combat loneliness, to combat defeat, to combat despair. Join a life group. Get engaged in the life of the church. Do not encounter a message like this and do nothing. Do not just be a hearer of the word and not a doer. However, before you can even talk about getting into fellowship with men, you must first get into fellowship with God. Yet for some of us, we need to move from codependency and find our way to interdependence. Start by asking God to help you and seek godly counsel and support. Community is God's answer to loneliness. Community is God's answer to fatigue. Community is God's answer to defeat. Community is God's answer to despair. Get into a community of faith. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be a doer of your word and not just a hearer. Help me in the light of your truth revealed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.